don't ever think that whatever you would do doesn't create a lasting impact or doesn't make a change. Even the smallest of actions create something. And I always say, if everybody wouldn't look the other way, we'd most probably see a significant change in the world.
Hi, and welcome to Lead Well, the podcast for you if you want to get better at leading yourself and leading others. This is Christine Schickinger, your host, looking into how you can achieve peak performance while keeping a peaceful mind.
Today's podcast episode is a bit different because I'm taking part in something that is called the Podcast-on. And this means that in this week, over 1,600 podcasters are interviewing and promoting charities or nonprofits. And with that, I have a wonderful guest with me today, and that is Sunny Harrison. And we will talk about her non-pro, Create Lasting Change. Hi, Sunny. Great to have you.
Hi, Christine. It is such an honor to be on your podcast. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, we have been friends for quite a while now, and I have witnessed your passion and your drive for this cause. So it was absolutely necessary for me to have you on this podcast today. Now, let me ask you a few questions, Sunny. So the first question really is, what inspired you to start Create Lasting Change? Was there a particular moment that sparked this journey?
Yes, indeed. And it's a really great question. I get asked a lot about, you know, why start a nonprofit? There's so many nonprofits out there. And I think the main driver for me was that what I was seeing, and there are some which absolutely need to have funding go to administrative costs. And absolutely, there's a critical need for shelters to have people paid or on payroll to ensure that everything is set up right and people show up, because volunteering is always non-committal, if you want. But what I was also seeing was that a lot of money or donations from people was going, for myself, at least from my point of view, into things that weren't necessary. And what I wanted to do was to actually set up a nonprofit where we can guarantee 100% of the donations would go to the causes and not be spent on administration fees or anything. So when we set up, and we've got a great team, we all decided there's going to be absolutely no costs incurred for anything. And if there are costs, then I actually go and pay in those costs. So for example, if you look at, you make a donation via a credit card and there's some transaction fees which will be deducted, then I will cover those transaction fees. If we transfer the money to one of our projects and there's bank fees incurred, then I will cover those bank fees. It's the same for the payment platform, for example, I pay those and any other costs which would incur, that we make sure that if somebody donates, you know, even just €5, that €5 is going to go A, to the project that they want, and B, it's going to be the full €5. Because I see a lot of these things where I donated a ton of money many, many years, and I saw like 60% of your donations will eventually get there. And again, some of it is justified. Some of it I would question just out of my point of view. And then the other part was, where does it really go? Do you actually see it at the end that it's really making the way where you wanted to have the money go to?
So that's the guarantee, 100% to the cause. And what is the cause? What are you supporting with?
We've got many different ones. There is a reason for that as well. So we've got animal welfare, we've got environment, and we've got projects regarding supporting abused women and children. The reason we've gone as broad as we did is that we believe it's all interconnected. And there is a lot which we can showcase through our projects, you know, how is it interconnected? And one of the biggest parts is that we are very, very focused on education, because education makes all the difference to the root cause of issues. And we also look at what are the other root causes and can we start projects there. We support Namibia and South Africa. Also, we've got a project in Greece and in Lebanon. In Namibia, I will be very transparent, of course. It's home. So There is a reason for that, but also because Namibia and South Africa, we're actually seeing great progress and openness where we start working. We've got Ian Bain's mobile clinic in Namibia. Fun fact is he used to be my vet. He sold his practice and set up the entire mobile clinic for driving up and down Namibia. We've got Have a Heart Namibia, which does phenomenal work. They all go into impoverished communities and do spay and neuter. Then we've got Paco Kids magazine, which are making such a fundamental impact alone for schools which don't even have books. And then in Cape Town, we've got Cape SPCA. They are doing just incredible work, again, with education, spay and neuter programs. And then the Abused Women's Center is Sarki Bartman. The work that they do, the education they do for young boys is really, really important. And the other one is then Kalymnos Cat Project, which does spay and neuter in, as I mentioned, Greece. And then Beta does fundamental work in Lebanon. I mean, everybody knows there's been crisis, wars, and just the amount of animal rescue that they have to do is really incredible. And if you want, I can share a little bit more about some of the data and things that we are looking at and why we are looking at it that way.
Wow. And I trust you have a great way of selecting those causes that you fund. On the other hand, I think this create lasting change is such a powerful concept. And people always like to hear stories. Do you have a story for us of someone whose life was significantly changed and impacted by the work you're doing?
Absolutely. And I always say it's all the unsung heroes which are doing the work. We've got great examples. If you look at, especially Namibia and South Africa, most probably are great examples. If you look at Namibia as a start, there's a very high suicide rate. We do a lot around spay and neuter where the children will also get Paco Kids magazine. So one of the most beautiful stories that I heard was the projects that we do, just maybe to sidestep as well, we vet them. So we make really sure that they're also using the funding properly. And we know these people. I mean, these are all really, really good people running these projects. But going back to the story was when they do these spay and neuter programs in the impoverished communities, the children come and bring their pets because they start understanding having the pet healthy is helpful. Now, they don't understand maybe the whole spay and neuter concept, but they do understand that what one of the children said to Ian Baines, do to my pet, please, what you did to my friend's pet, because his pet is still alive and my pet is always unhealthy and has died again. And as I mentioned around the suicide rate, the mental well-being of the children is one of the focus which actually impacts. And one would always say, why does spay and neuter impact suicide or mental well-being? And that is very simple. Many of these children grow up in pretty rough households, and the pet is their soulmate. And having a healthy pet for a long time is something which is the basic which we should be talking about, but it isn't in countries like that. And the other part is the Paco Kids magazine is something where they can learn to read, they can do coloring in. So coming back to the story, I know I've kind of digressed a little bit, but we had where they did a spay and neuter program in one of the cities, a little boy came and he brought his stuffed toy instead of a pet because he wanted the Paco Kids magazine. And he said, you know, I don't have a pet, but could I give this because he's so keen to get the Paco Kids magazine. So we do see the impact. What we also see is a lot of the adults taking the Paco Kids magazine and actually sitting and reading that. So that is just Namibia. I think for South Africa, when you look at the statistics, the rape rate is one of the highest in the world. I mean, 109 women a day in South Africa get raped. A woman is killed more often by her intimate partner. It's about every 3 hours in South Africa that a woman gets killed. And 35% of children are sexually abused while at school age. And what we are seeing is that, especially Sarki Bartman, which is doing phenomenal work, they are actually educating the boys about why it's important to protect the mom, the sister, the friend. And what we've seen there is that the rape statistics are going down.
Wow.
So you can actually see these impacts. It's the same with Cape SPCA. They are educating the children on how to treat the animals, how to be kind to a dog. And when you suddenly see the bond that they build, that makes it all worthwhile. I mean, there's a lot of hardship that you get to see, but these moments is where we are definitely on the right path.
Wow. Experiencing these kinds of stories and seeing what's happening there, I guess it's really challenging for you as well. And exhausting on an emotional basis. So how do you keep yourself motivated and also resilient?
Oh, that is a very good question. I would say that knowing that we are making a difference is what keeps me going. And yes, I will be absolutely honest. There will be days where you question everything in the world. But for me, it is everybody that makes a difference will actually contribute to something better. And for me, it's become such a privilege to work with people who dedicate almost every single day, because most of these people work over the weekend and it's an absolute given for them. It's about the purpose. It's about the mission. And getting to see that, or getting to see a child's eyes light up because he gets the Paco Kids magazine and there's no school books, or a pet suddenly being healthy in a family which couldn't afford medical care for their pet. All the way through to just seeing some of the rescued animals, which we see from Beta, do a complete transformation. Those are the things where I get my energy and sanity from, because I know that there is a difference being made. And I think that's how you can continue the mission as well.
Wow. So from your perspective, for our listeners, what would be one practical tip that they can use to start making lasting change for the world today? What can they do? What is one action that would inspire them to?
Oh, one action I would say is never look the other way. Don't ever think that whatever you would do doesn't create a lasting impact or doesn't make a change. Even the smallest of actions create something. And I always say, if everybody wouldn't look the other way, we'd most probably see a significant change in the world. And if everybody would understand that no matter how big the problem is, the smallest step you take, if we've got a million people taking small steps, you will really move things and create lasting change with that.
Mm. And not look away, as you said.
Yes, absolutely.
Well. So if someone wants to support your mission after hearing our conversation, what's the best way to get involved?
As always, you know, with a nonprofit, we are very grateful for people donating. That does make a big difference. They get to choose which project they would like to donate to. We are definitely always in need, for example, Paco Kid Magazine, spay and neuter programs, because again, everything is done for free. The magazines are distributed for free. And this is helping communities. This is helping mental well-being. It's education. We also run a couple of projects where we definitely will look for people that either have expertise or interest. We've completed one of the projects, which we'll talk about later on in the year. We've been able and very honored to work with Ruben and Sema, who are two documentary makers. They made a documentary from Ian Baines, and we've got another really nice surprise on a documentary coming later this year where I'm working with Ruben on. And we'll need support regarding promoting this, finding platforms where we can actually bring the documentaries to. And I would say anybody that is really interested, we've got a gala coming up. If you join our newsletter, you'll be invited. We'll do the gala this year by inviting people. And we'll definitely look forward to anybody that has skill set where they could say, you know what, we could help drive your social media. We could share your post. We've got an influencer who we could approach. So I think it's getting visibility for the work that we do would definitely also help a lot.
So it's not only money, but also really involvement and help for your cause there.
Absolutely.
So what is your vision for Create Lasting Change over the next few years? What excites you most about the future? Where do you want to go?
It is education, I would say. And when I talk about education, I don't mean just educating children. I mean educating the public, educating vets. There's a lot of programs and projects which we are running in the behind the scenes, which, as I said, we'll talk about more later in the year, but they will definitely help create a fundamental change and also the interconnection. And my vision is that we can actually create something substantial, which will help really move the needle, will help the education system understand that when we educate the young generation, when we educate people, that the misconception or the, and I'm saying ignorance in a kind word, you know, because people just don't know what they don't know. But when they actually get to understand how does one thing impact not just one other thing, multiple different things, that's most probably where a big change can be created. The big bold vision is for us that we would like to create a center, most probably in South Africa or Namibia, where we will be able to help women which are abused and children be able to take their pets with and go to that center together with their pets and don't have to leave them behind, because we know from statistics, we know from these women as well, that very sadly, the pets are then abused. And that is something which is, of course, for mental well-being, really weighs on the children and the women.
Mm. Yeah, also because the pets become your best friend if you're absolutely. In a difficult situation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, great. That's so wonderful. Well, thank you so much for all the change that you create for the world, Sunny. It's wonderful. I'm so glad we are connected and I'm so grateful for everything you do. And thank you also very much for sharing your cause on this podcast today. And we will definitely share the links to Create Lasting Change website and also your social media sites so that everyone who wants to get in contact can do that. Because I think, as you said before, every single action matters. Every single one of us matters. And that's such an important thing to remember always.
Absolutely. And Christine, again, you know, thank you for having me on your podcast. We feel very honored and privileged for giving us a platform to talk about the mission, the vision, the work that we are doing. And also to you personally, thank you for your support since we've started the nonprofit. It's been quite a journey. You've always been part of that journey. And I just want to say personally, a big thank you to you as well.
Well, thank you. And yes. Let's see where we can take this.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
This was Lead Well. Now, what is the one thing that you're taking away from this episode? Please share in the comments below and do share the podcast with your friends and family, but only if you like it.